play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back at Dunlap High School, just about ready to get things underway here this afternoon between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Dunlap Eagles. Let's go ahead and send things down to PA announcer Jack Estradahl for the starting lineups.
Streaks Galesburg High School and your Dunlap Eagles. Here are the starting lineups for today's game. First for Galesburg, a 5'6 junior, number 4, Kylie Townsend. A 5'5 junior, number 5, Raina Gully. A 5'6 junior, number 10, Kayla Townsend. A 5'5 senior, number 14, Lexi Daniels. And a 6-foot senior, number 54, Shaylee Florine. The Streaks are coached by Evan Massey. And now, the starting lineup for your Dunlap Eagles. At a guard, a 5'9 senior, number 3, Madison Lowe. At a guard, a 5'8 senior, number 5, Amber Bozeman. At a forward, a 6'1 sophomore, number 22, Christina Ritter. At a guard, a 5'10 sophomore, number 23, Kai Kaler. And at a forward, a 5'11 junior, number 32, Candace Britter. The Eagles are coached by Heather Cassidy, assisted by Phil Munoz. Your officials for today's game, Bill Ketzel, Colonel Jordan, and Gary Callum.
All right. Thanks to Jack Estradahl for bringing our starting lineups to us here this afternoon from Dunlap High School. Streaks in their road gray, trimmed in white and black numerals. Dunlap in their home white, trimmed in maroon and gold. In the center circle for the Streaks, Shaylee Florine at 6'1". Take your pick. Christina Britter, the 6'1 sophomore in the center circle for the Dunlap Eagles. Ready to get things underway between the number 6, 7-0 Galesburg Silver Streaks and the 4-2 Dunlap Eagles. Glad to have you along here on WGIL Galesburg for Silver Streak basketball this afternoon. Immediately following our broadcast, we'll pick up the broadcast of the Illinois Fighting Illini. They tip off at 2 o'clock down at the State Farm Center against Western Carolina. All right, ready to tip things off. The ball is in the air. The tip won by Britter and Dunlap. We're driving down the left side of the court. Looked like it should have been a carry there. It was Kohler. And she tipped it over. Was that Lowe? Maddie Lowe that got the basket. 2-0 Dunlap. They come out in a 2-3 zone. Right wing, Raina Gully for three. That is too strong. Rebound weak side comes down to Christina Britter, the sophomore. Off it goes to Kohler, Kai Kohler on the dribble. 5'10 and a sophomore. And as Eric said earlier, they got some really versatile players here as Raina got in the way there and Lowe didn't see the pass coming. It went out of bounds, so the Streaks get it on the Dunlap turnover. But they've always got some pretty tall girls that can play in or out that can handle the ball. And another sophomore here in Kohler looks like she's a pretty good ball handler.
Well, and I don't know if Christina Britter played on the AAU team as well, but she's come out with a lot of energy here early on.
Three-pointer from Lexi Daniels. Right wing is too strong. Rebound comes down to Lowe. Lowe has it knocked away from behind by Kayla Townsend. She comes up with a steal. Off to Raina. Raina Gully with it now across midcourt in the center circle across the Big Eagle. Goes to the free throw line, kicks to Kayla on the left wing. Kayla penetrates, splits the defenders, lost the handle on it, and
double dribble.
Yeah, double dribble call. Well, they kind of let it go initially, and Kayla picked up the ball. I think she knew she did it, and the whistle hadn't blown, and then she kind of looked up. Then I think Heather Cassidy helped out with that call a little bit.
Yeah, Kayla definitely looked resigned to the fact that it was a double dribble and just was going to let it go, and then Once then there was no whistle, she's like, all right, play on.
Kohler over the top pass, stolen away by Shaylee Foreen, but she had to save it inbounds, and it went right back to Maddie Lowe. She puts up the 10-footer in the lane. Was that Lowe or was that Bozeman? I thought that was Lowe.
No, Bozeman.
Okay, it was Bozeman. Amber Bozeman with a 2-4-0 Dunlap. So Streaks in unfamiliar territory here. And a backdoor pass to Kayla Townsend, left side up off the glass, couldn't hit it, and the rebound comes down to Britter. Off it goes to Kohler on the dribble. Kohler across midcourt right side, working against Raina Gully, now out between the circles, left wing goes to Lowe. She'll stop and fire the quick three, and it's good. Wow, she just barely got set, got her feet kind of, she hopped and turned her feet toward the basket, then went up with a shot, and make it 7-0 Eagles.
Definitely a quick release there for Maddie Lowe, and something that Streaks have to be aware of and D up when they see her get out there.
Kayla Townsend from the free throw line missed it. Got her own rebound. Jumper in the paint is no good. Rebound comes down to Christina Britter. Out on the left side, it goes to Kai Kohler. Back out to Lowe, high on the left side, working against Kayla Townsend. Now out between the circle, she pulls it back. Streaks in a man-to-man defense. She'll dribble left. And rather, I'm sorry, this was Bozeman, not Lowe. Bozeman drives down the left side, and she lays it up and in.
Well, we're going to have to get a timeout here, and Coach Mass is going to take it right now. The Eagles came out with a lot more electricity and intensity than the Streaks did. The Streaks came out looking pretty flat there, Tom.
9-0 Dunlap, 5:47 to play here in the first quarter. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan on North Anderson Street in Galesburg, just in front of Sandberg Mall. They will provide our transportation to all Streak road games, as they have in the past. They did throughout football, the boys last night as well. And we're driving a really nice certified pre-owned Nissan Altima. It is silver in color, just completely loaded. Nice black leather interior, heated seats. You know, usually I always put the seat all the way back when I drive, and this is one I can't even quite put it all the way back because it gives me too much room and I can barely reach the pedals. So lots and lots of leg room in it, and a really, really nice vehicle. Now, with the certified pre-owned, that means 24/7 roadside assistance, 7-year towing assistance, easy financing, 7-year 100,000-mile limited warranty, factory pack, the 167-point inspection as well. Now, they also have the Filifrontier food drive going on for as the Streaks turn it over. Wow.
No, we're going to get a foul on the backside. They're going to call Emily Miner with a push in the back to set it up. She was setting that screen on the backside that the Streaks like to set on the weak side and to open up the baseline for the lob, and she gets called for pushing in the back, something we've never seen called.
No.
The Streaks have run that set for at least the last few years.
So first foul, and then the Streaks turn it over in turn. Now it's Lowe driving down the right side, missed the shot. Kylie Townsend down with a rebound. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, just in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. Now the ball gets knocked away on the far sideline by, I believe that was Kohler, and the Streaks are going to have it. On the far side, Kayla Townsend will inbound as Shaylee and Raina Gully will check right back in. They'll replace Kylie Townsend and Kayla Townsend, so they're in there with Emily Meinert, Kaylin Boydston, Lexi Daniels. So a little more size on the floor for the Streaks.
Yeah, we definitely haven't seen this kind of scoring drought for the Streaks all season long. So I wouldn't be surprised to get at this 2-3 if the Streaks don't try to get it into Shaylee to open something up.
Top of the key, Raina with it, left baseline, Kaylin. Swing it over to nobody on the far side. She let the pass fly, and I don't know if she thought Lexi was going to be there. It was toward the baseline. Lexi was further out high and had no chance of getting to that. So another Streaks turnover with 5:07 to play in the first quarter, trailing 9-0. This is Kohler on the dribble across midcourt, left side against Kaylin Boydston. Picks up, gives to Lowe out near the volleyball spike line. She'll work against Lexi Daniels. Dribbles right, hands off to Bozeman. Bozeman to the left elbow, spins into the paint. Pass blocked by Raina, but coming up with it is Britter, Christina Britter.
Wow, Carrie
on the dribble. Carrie, no call, kicks it out to Kohler. She drives baseline, kicks it to Britter in the paint, but it's stolen away by Raina. And Raina from her back tried to get it to Shaylee, stolen away by Bozeman. She lays it up and in. She's got 6 and make it 11-0 Dunlap. Now Raina with it out between the circles. To Lexi, right wing it goes to Emily Miner. Down high right side, the Raina Gully, back to Lexi Daniels, right baseline for 3, in and out, no good. Rebound to Christina Britter. And that's kind of the story for the Streaks so far. Really, I haven't even gotten that many shots off at this point.
No, definitely not. They've only taken 6 shots in the game so far, and Shaylee hasn't taken one.
This is Bozeman, fires a 3 from the left baseline, no good. Rebound to Emily Miner. Now it's Raina. Raina on the run to Lexi, and she tried to bounce for Lexi, and Lexi, rather than grabbing on the run, she tried to dribble on the run, and it went right through her hands, and the Streaks turned it over again.
Five turnovers so far for the Streaks. This is easily the first time this season we've been seen this late in the games. A, the Streaks haven't scored, and B, they've had five turnovers.
So 4:01 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trailing 11-0 as Kylie Townsend check back in and replace Emily Meinert and Kaylin Boydston. Kohler gives to Bozeman, left wing, and she split the defenders. It got knocked away by Reyna. Now it is Kayla Townsend down the left side, leans in up off the glass, can't hit, but a foul's going to go against, Sonya. As I thought the coach told me she wasn't going to be here. 5'9 sophomores. That must have been somebody else she told me. Sonya. Okay, that's how the PA guy pronounced it. So Anise Sonya picks up first foul for Dunlap. Kayla Townsend to the free throw line.
See if she can break the drought, and there she goes. 11-1 now. Streaks trail by 10. 3:46 left to go here in the first quarter, and that's when the Streaks hit their first point.
Kayla's second one is away and missed it. Rebound comes down to Bozeman. Quickly down the other way, pass over the top and right off the hand of Gabrielle Reed, and the Dunlap turnover gives it back to the Streaks. 11-1. Streaks trail, 3:37 to play first quarter, and they'll drop back in the 2-3 zone once again. This is Kayla Townsend, high post to Shaley, fakes at the free throw line, goes into the paint, bounces for Kylie Townsend, left baseline, and she brings it back out and gives a pass in between Lexi and Kayla Townsend. That was Kylie on the pass, and neither one of them could get to it, goes out of bounds, and turnover, what, number six for the Streaks now?
Turnover number six, and it's the second one where the Streaks just kind of threw the ball to no one, and it went out of bounds.
You know, it's interesting. It's a 2-3 zone, which I'm kind of surprised that she would pack it in with the equivalence in size and knowing how well the Streaks shoot, but they really haven't gotten that many looks, two open threes, but haven't hit either one of them.
Well, and the other thing is you're taking Shaley away. Shaley hasn't even taken a shot yet.
High arcing three-pointer is no good by Reed, and the Streaks have it. This is Reyna to Kayla Townsend, left wing. She'll fire the wide-open three. Good!
2:55 in the first quarter. The Streaks hit their first field goal.
And Kayla Townsend with all four Streaks points. Streaks trailing 11-4. This is Reed. Hands off to Kohler with it on the left wing. Out top of the key, it goes to Bozeman. Bozeman penetrates, leans in, and...
Got travel. Nope, we're going to get a bump.
Well, you know, the only thing I don't like about that call is she lowered her shoulder and leaned in to, who's it going to go against? Kayla Townsend, which is her first. I mean, she leaned in, and I would agree. I thought maybe it was going to be, I thought either a travel or maybe offensive for lowering the shoulder as she went in.
Oh, Tom, how many offensive calls have we ever seen where.
That's true.
I thought there was going to be it's that move. It's one of those moves that's kind of like in the new form of basketball where you kind of run with the ball like a running back. You put it under your under your arm, and you kind of take a few extra steps. Yeah,
driving the the right baseline was Christina Britter, and
this is going to go against Shaley.
Got called for. The ball Shaley was straight up, and the ball she shot the ball right up into her hand, and Shaley got called for the foul.
And that's what Coach Massey just said too when he was talking to the official. There's not anything, and that's the tough foul for a post player because she did everything you were supposed to do. What are you supposed to do? Just kind of back off and let her take the shot,
And the thing was, Shaley was actually behind her, so
she backed into Shaley. Yeah. That's the thing that I always find is a difficult circumstance in post play.
First shot, no good. Britter makes the second. She's the first player other than Bozeman or Lowe to score a point. 12-4, Dunlap, 2:25 to play first quarter. Reyna Gully, top of the key. Picks up her dribble, gives to Kayla Townsend on the high left side. Back to Reyna between the circles. She'll dribble right. Now to Kayla between the circles. She'll penetrate right down the middle. The layup up and good.
Wow.
Boy, that the Red Sea just parted there. She started to go down the middle, and they just kind of let her go.
Well, yeah, and a great aggressive move by Kayla. They weren't getting anything on the exterior. Finally sees that the opening's there, so she just took it right in there. And the thing is, Tom, they don't want to leave Shaley, so they're going to probably give up that runner in the lane or even layups because they don't want to leave Shaley. Britter's been glued to her.
30-second timeout called by Heather Cassidy. I'm not sure if it was due to what happened on that defensive breakdown there or what, as it was, did he pronounce it, Sonya?
I don't know.
We'll go with that. As long as we're consistent.
She was dribbling on the right sideline. Looked like she kind of pushed off of Kylie Townsend, and that's when the whistle blew, because I honestly thought they were going to call a foul on Kylie, but it was the timeout called by Heather Cassidy. 2 minutes to play first quarter. Streaks now trailing 12-6. So, yeah, that's something to look for, the penetration right up the middle of that 2-3 zone, because they keep spreading the guards out also, I think, cognitive of the three-point shooting ability of the Streaks.
Well, and they know the Streaks like to shoot the three from the wings. That's where Lexi's favorite spot is. Once Sage gets in there, she likes shooting it from the wing, it seems like. So that's where they're going to kind of try to put the most attention to. So the big thing for the Streaks is going to be to attack that middle and make them guard them, because that's also how you're going to open up Shaley.
And Kohler travels to the basketball. She made a quick stop and drug the pivot foot just a little bit, enough to get the call.
Yeah, and that's one of those where you think you know where you're going with the basketball with the pass, and you start leaning that way, and then it closes on you, and then you're already sliding.
Reyna with it, left wing to Shaley outside the three-point arc, out of Kylie Townsend to Reyna out high right side. Back to Kayla Townsend, left side. They close out on three. She penetrates, stops, gets out to Shaley, right baseline from 10. Good! Well, maybe not necessarily the place you want Shaley shooting from, but it got her on the scoreboard, make it 12-8 now. 1.5 to play, and Dunlap nearly turns it over, but Candace Britter able to run it down in the front court. Now it's Reed to Candace Britter, and it's stolen away by Kayla Townsend. Well, now her pass gets stolen away by the Christina Britter, and she puts up a 5-footer in.
I was going to say, Kayla really making her presence felt in this game.
Lexi for three, right side, in and out, no good. Rebound off of Shaley's hands. Kylie Townsend comes down with it. Off the back iron, no good. And we've got a player who got caught one across the nose or something. It would have been from one of her own teammates, because it might have even been her sister. She was the closest one to her. Nobody else's arm was close there. And I don't know if she's got a bloody
Candy
nose.
Britter, and it looks like she's got contact out.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not. I thought it looked like she's holding something in her hand.
Yeah, it looks like her left eye now that she's kind of. But whatever happened, it would have come from one of her own teammates. Probably handed. You know, sometimes as you go up, your arms are flailing a little bit, and you don't know who's around you. And so she took a shot there. Unfortunately, Kylie Townsend couldn't hit the putback there. It's going to go back to Dunlap.
The rebound for them.
That was Candace Britter. I'm sorry, Christina Britter. My bad, Christina. Yeah.
Christina Britter now 5 rebounds here in the first quarter.
Bozeman nearly had it stolen away, but able to somehow get her dribble back. Right wing, it goes too low. She'll drive right baseline, pull up with a runner. No good. Rebound comes down to Christina Britter. Turns up off the glass. No. Shaley with a rebound for the Streaks. Nice defense by Kayla Townsend on low as she tried to drive the right baseline. Reyna, left baseline, it goes to Kayla Townsend for 3, too strong. Rebound tipped up by Lowe, and it's Lexi Daniels that comes up with it for the Streaks with 25 seconds to play in the quarter. Kayla Townsend between the circles. Stops out of the key, gets to Lexi. Left wing, she'll try a 3 from there. That's too strong. Rebound, Kayla Townsend down the right side, up off the glass, too strong. And Kohler down with it for Dunlap. Kohler on the run, right of the center circle. Down it goes to Lowe. Left wing, fires a quick 3. In and out, no good. Rebound, Reed on the weak side, can't hit the shot. Over the back, not called. And Bozeman down with a rebound, puts up the 10-footer, no good. This time, Kylie Townsend with a rebound. 1 second of play. She'll fire from just inside the half-court line, no good. We have played one quarter of basketball, and the Streaks took them a while to get on the board. They finally did and get themselves back in it. After one quarter, it is Dunlap 14, Galesburg 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Bless you. You're okay. Oh, honey. You're okay. Maybe you're not okay. People say moms know best, and they do. But sometimes they need a second opinion. When that happens, there's no better place to turn than to the OSF Medical Group and Galesburg Clinic. There you'll meet some of the area's top pediatricians, experts in helping your little ones feel all better again. Moms wish hugs and kisses could fix little sniffles, big owies, and everything in between. But when worst comes to worst, children need the best care possible. That's why our pediatricians are available day or night, even weekends. Plus, you'll have access to the entire OSF Healthcare Network for a wide variety of specialized care. Learn more about how OSF pediatricians can give you and your children care that's altogether better at osfgalesburgclinic.org/pediatrics.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks with a basketball to start the second quarter. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson from Dunlap High School, where Galesburg is trailing, I believe, probably for the first time at the end of a quarter, isn't it, this season?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember any other time.
Down 14-8 to the Dunlap Eagles. They trailed 10-0. Now Lexi Daniels for three, left wing, right on target. We had a perfect angle, but she was too strong again. And Kohler has it for the Dunlap Eagles. Kohler on the dribble, left side, goes to the wing and hands off to Lowe. Lowe, top of the key. Now out between the circles against Lexi Daniels. Dribbles right to try to get on the pick and roll. Just the way things go for the Streaks, but they miss the shot. The pass had bounced. Now Britter down with a rebound and puts it up and in. Christina Britter with her second basket. They tried the pick and roll. It was a bad pass. The Streaks tipped it, went right in the hands of Reed, but she missed the shot. But Britter there to clean it up and get the put back. Kayla Townsend for three, left wing. That's off the mark. Weak side rebound comes down to Lexi on the right wing. Out to Reyna between the circles, penetrates right side, stops at the elbow, gives to Kylie Townsend. Now Kayla left wing. She'll fire the three. That one's good. That's her second of the ball game. And make it 16-11, under 7 minutes to play first half. Bozeman quickly back the other way across midcourt. Hesitation dribble now down to the left block. Turns, puts it up, no good, and kind of a wild shot there. And Kylie Townsend with a rebound. Quickly back the other way. Lexi, right baseline, stops, fires a 14-footer. In and out, no good. My goodness, that one went way down in and popped back out. That's the luck she's had this afternoon. 6:35 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 16-11.
Yeah, Lexi 0 for 6 from the field, but they've all been on point. It's not like she's way off on any of her shots.
And that one, like I said, it went way down in and rolled out. Now pass knocked away by Shaley, and the ball goes to the free throw line, and Reyna picks it up. Great hustle by Reyna, and they had to pull her left arm away from the rest of the Eagles while she grabbed the ball. Now Reyna right down the right side of the lane. The shot rolls in and out. No good, but Kylie Townsend with a rebound. Put back no good, but she gets fouled, and the foul goes against Kohler. I guess he's saying Kaler rather than Kohler. So Kai Kaler, that's her first foul, and Kylie Townsend will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks.
Kylie, 5 rebounds in the early going here.
6:09 to play first half. Streaks trail 16-11. Kylie Townsend at the line. First one is up and good. Kylie with her top offensive output in her career for the Varsity Streaks on Thursday night against Alleman with 10 points. In fact, she was, 4-for-4 from the free throw line and 3-for-3 from the field. Second shot up and good as well. So make it a three-point lead now for Dunlap, and a turnover. Reyna Gully comes up with the left side, lays it up with the left hand, too strong. Kylie had the rebound knocked away. Reyna gets in and got hammered, no call. Boy, she got hammered by Lowe. Lowe comes down with a rebound. Now this is Kaler with it. Top of the key traveled, and they're going to call that one. She tried to stop it. Her feet actually slid. You know, the other thing I just noticed about both, and I get them mixed up because they look a lot alike between Lowe and Bozeman. They're built very similar, very, very strong.
Yes, they both are.
And very physical.
Yeah, kind of play that Darren Williams style.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Emily Miner back in, and Kaylin Boyson for the Streaks as they replaced Kayla Townsend and Kylie Townsend. Right baseline, Emily Miner down high right side to Reyna. Back to the right baseline, Lexi for three. That one's too strong. Rebound comes down to Sanye, and she's got it all by herself down the left side. Lays it up, blocked from behind by Kaylin Boyson. Got a hand on it. And diving after the loose ball was Emily Miner, but it goes out of bounds. Nice hustle by the Streaks. I didn't think Kaylin had any chance of getting there because she just got enough of the ball that the layup came up short.
Yeah, she did a nice job, too, of when she jumped up, she didn't jump into the player. She jumped away from the player.
Low inbounds to Kaler. She's got it out between the circles. Dribbles right, working against Kaylin Boydston. Now back to the left, picks up, and the ball. Oh, my goodness. The ball was knocked away by Kaylin. I mean, nearly. She handed it to her, and Kaylin got called for a foul. I mean, Kaylin stuck the ball almost right in her hands, and she knocked it away and got called for her first foul. 14 fouls on the Streaks. First foul on Kaylin Boydston. Low will inbound from just in front of the scorer's table near the Streaks bench. 5:28 to play first half. 16-13 is the Dunlap lead. Kaylin out in the center circle on the dribble, hands off to Bozeman on the left side. She'll bring it top of the key, crosses over to the elbow, kicks back out to Kaylin left wing. Now she'll hand off to Reed. Reed dribbles right, gives to Bozeman, top of the key. Bozeman to the right, cut off by Lexi Daniels. Carry was not called. She had a high dribble, and the official didn't even flinch. I don't know how you missed that. It was right in front of him. Now, ball knocked away, and Lexi comes up with it, And
timeout, Streaks.
Streaks call timeout. Good move by Evan Massey as Lexi was trying to turn and throw off of her back, and it may not have gotten anybody, but a 30-second timeout called by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. 5:02 to play first half, 16-13 Streaks lead. Was telling you about this certified pre-owned Nissan Altima from Galesburg Nissan just in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg on North Henderson Street, the 167-point inspection. Now, Frontier food drive going. They're filling the bed of a Nissan Frontier in the showroom. Bring your non-perishable food items, and those will go to the Fish Food Pantry in Galesburg to help out there. You do that, $500 cash back on any new or pre-owned vehicle on the entire lot. So a way you can help out, and you don't have to buy a car to help out. But if you are buying a car, just take a non-perishable food item out there to help fill a Frontier at Galesburg Nissan in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. Emily Miner, left wing on the dribble, bounces for Kylie Towns with top of the key as she's back in. Also, Kayla Towns, who has it now on the left side, fires a three. That's going to be short. Might have been partially blocked, and that should be Streak's ball. Yeah. Now, well, they're saying it went off that Kayler hit it on the baseline, but that shot actually, the three-pointer actually was tipped by Gabrielle Reed. Back in is Raina Gully and Shaylee Florine replacing Emily Miner and Kaylin Boydston. Kayla Towns will inbound from the right baseline to Raina, left baseline for three. That is off the mark. Rebound comes out to Lowe. Lowe going to go one-on-one against Lexi. Scoops the shot up too short, but Sanya there with a rebound up off the glass and in. That's her first basket. Make it 18-13. Dunlap, 4.5 minutes to play first half. Raina. Thought about the three, top of the key, kicks to Kayla Townsend. She'll fire the three left wing. That bounces off too strong. Kylie Townsend down with a rebound. Kicks to Raina, top of the key, down the right side of the lane. Puts it up off the glass and good. First basket for Raina. Make it 18-15. Streaks trail by three once again with 4:12 to play in the first half. Well, and now an unforced turnover. Well, I won't say unforced. It was good defense by the Streaks. This is Kayla Townsend. To Kylie Townsend, right side up and in. Nice pass from Kayla to Kylie. Kylie lays it up and in. And that's her first basket. She's got four, 18-17. Back the other way. Bozeman on the run. Pass over the top to Britter. Shot is partially blocked by Raina Gully. And the rebound's going to go off the Streaks. Last great defensive play by Raina against a much taller Christina Britter, 6'1 sophomore.
Well, Britter definitely looked like she waited way too long to make a move there. And then she let Raina get into her because she didn't go towards the basket. She kind of faded away a little bit with her shot.
Pass knocked away inside, and now it's going to go off Britter last. Great job by Shaylee Fronting. Got around just to knock it away, and Britter tried to chase it down on the left baseline and knocked it out of bounds. So back to the Streaks with 3:41 to play, and they have their chance to take their first lead of the ball game.
Well, what kind of killed that 11-point lead that they ran out to is the fact they now have 14 turnovers in this game.
My goodness. Inside it goes to Kylie in the lane. Back to Raina, top of the key, left wing. Kayla now down the left block to Shaylee. First time they've got that. Shaylee goes up, can't hit.
She's going to call travel.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, neither do I. And
she faked up and turned, pivoted on her right foot toward the baseline to face up.
I think it was the shot fake. I think he's saying she shuffled her feet.
Now long down court pass, Sanya, but oh boy, she was able to catch it over the shoulder. And boy, what a strong throw from Lowe. And Sanya made a nice grab. I honestly thought she wasn't going to get to it. It was going to go out of bounds. She made a nice over the shoulder grab and laid it up and in. That's her second basket. Make it 20-17.
Well, a good heads up play by both players, too. Sanya saw that nobody was paying attention to her, and now Britter's going to get a foul playing defense on Shaylee. But it looked like Sanya recognized that nobody was paying attention to her, got Lowe's attention, and just went on the fly route. And like you said, a nice pass over the top.
So Shaylee, a nice job on the post up. Britter went over the top of her to knock the ball away and got called for her first foul. Raina penetrates and gets it to Shaylee on the left wing. Back out between the circles to Raina, or to Lexi. She'll hand off to Raina. She'll go to the top of the key, right wing to Lexi. Back to Raina, top of the key. Fires a three, hesitate a little bit. Good! Second basket for Raina. Now the lid's starting to come off for the Streaks, and we are tied at 20 with 2:47 to play.
First tie since 0-0.
Left wing, now another turnover, 15th of the ball game by Dunlap, and that just a pass from Lowe to Kayler on the left wing. It just went off. Kayler must have just taken her eye off it momentarily and lost it out of bounds.
Well, this the way this Dunlap team came out of the gate, I was trying to figure out how they weren't undefeated.
Yeah.
They came out, they had a lot of energy, they were attacking the basket, they were getting good looks, they were playing fast, and they were playing athletic, and all of a sudden we're seeing why.
Raina, top of the key on the dribble, pulls out and gives over to Kayla Townsend, left wing. Now back to Raina between the circles. Back to Kayla, left wing, wide open three. In and out, no good. Right on point. Now the rebound tipped up by Kylie Townsend. Kayla comes up on the left side, lay it up and in. Credit Kylie for keeping that one alive. Kayla Townsville lays it up and in. Streaks with her first lead, 22-20. Down court it goes to Sonya. Streaks get back and cut her off. Nice job by Raina Gully. Now it's Kayla. Drives to the free throw line. 14-footer up. That's too strong. Rebound to Kylie Townsville. Kylie with it. Gives to Kayla Townsville. 2 minutes to play first half. 22-20. Streaks with her first lead. Raina right wing. Thought about the long three. Now pulls back and gives to Kayla Townsville. And she gets hammered going after the pass with Sonya. And that'll be her second foul.
Good sportsmanship, though, by Sonya. She recognized she was in the wrong there, and she helped Kayla back to her feet.
11 points for Kayla Townsville. Sonya, you go to the bench. Reed will replace her. 1:56 to play first half, 22-20 streaks. Galesburg with the basketball. Kayla Townsville inbound in front of the Dunlap bench. To Raina, she's got it on the volleyball spike line. Back to Kayla. Now Raina, top of the key. Wide open three. Oh, in and out. No good. My goodness. We've had I think that's the third shot that's gone way down in there on this, the tight rims here, and it popped back out.
Tight rim is an understatement. These rims have no give.
Completely unforgiving. Now, Shaley. At first I didn't think the whistle was going to blow. Shaley tried to front, didn't get there quick enough, and bumped Britter while going after. That's going to be her second foul now. And 15 foul, I believe, on the streaks.
Yeah, I was just going to remark that not a lot of fouls being called in this game, only 9 between the two teams. And most of the games this year, we've seen both teams get to the bonus by this point in the game.
Yeah, and as physical as it is, it's kind of surprising. And it goes to Britter. Actually, she was overthrown. Going to go to the streaks. Reed tried to get it to Britter against. They tried to isolate her against Emily Minert, the two sophomores there, and threw it over the top.
Coach,
and out of bounds.
Coach Massey extremely upset right now on Britter's post up of Emily Minert. She swung her elbow out and it hit Minert in the face.
Now streaks turned over. Raina tried to get it inside, and Reed got a hand on it. Now it is low left wing. Fires a quick three. No good. Emily Minert tips the rebound to Kayla Townsville. Kayla with it across midcourt left side. Now to Raina between the circles. Top of the key, penetrates and stops in the runner, and the paint is short. Nice move. Got to caught up a little bit. Now all by herself is low. Great hustle, though, by Kayla Townsville. Got back there and made sure low did not make the basket. And a great hustle to get back there. I thought low was going to get an easy two, but Kayla got up there and grabbed her arm, which is the only thing she could do to keep her from making that. Kayla Townsville with her second foul now. And that'll be 16 fouls now on the streaks as Madison Lowe will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 5 points in the game, a three and a two in that first quarter. 59.6 to play in the half. First free throw is up and good. Make it 22-21 streaks now. You know, I was kind of wondering, even though Dunlap looked great, had jumped out to that big lead, I was kind of wondering about the fatigue factor coming off a conference game last night. Conference games are always more emotional and everything. I thought, well, maybe we'll be able to reel them in slowly due to fatigue, which that really wasn't the case. It's really been the turnovers and the lid finally coming off the basket for the streaks.
Yeah, just an incredible amount of turnovers so far in this one.
Second shot good. We're tied at 22. Right baseline, Emily Minert down high right side. Raina Gully with it. Raina looks over the defense, try to get it inside to Emily Minert. Pass over the top, and it's no good. And Emily had the post up of the Raina's pass. That was going to be a tough one to get through there. And I'm not going to call it a bad pass because she's done that before. A little bit different when you have the more experienced player in Shaley in there that can go after that one, though.
Exactly. And 10 turnovers out for the streaks, and that's kind of been their Achilles heel.
Another carry, and they don't carry it. And the official, it doesn't matter that her hand's on top of the ball. He indicated it's on top of the ball. It doesn't matter what she dribbles above her head. A couple of shots missed. Sonya down with a rebound. And she gets a foul from behind. Who is it going to go against? I don't know how in the world you miss that. Raina Gully gets called for it. You cannot dribble the ball above your head. Doesn't matter that your hand's on top of the ball. But then again, they don't call the carry when you actually put your hand under the ball either anymore, for that matter. So Sonya's first free throw is no good. She's got 4 points in the game. Ellen Junk in for the first time this afternoon. She replaces Emily Minert in for Dunlap for the first time. Erica Gambo, she's a 5'9 junior.
Coach Massey trying to steal some minutes here with Ellen Junk, with Shaley with two fouls.
Second shot, no good, and the rebound comes down to Kylie Townsville. 32 seconds to play. Raina will walk it up for the streaks. Kaylin Boydson in there as well. Lexi Daniels. Kylie Townsville, Ellen Junk. Streaks are going to work for one. Raina on the dribble in the center circle near the big eagle. And Dunlap's just going to drop back and wait. 15 seconds to play. Now with 12. Now Streaks will trigger. This is Kaylin with 10. Top of the key, Raina with 8. Dribbles right. Stops, fires a 3 with 7. And it's good! Second of the ball game for Reyna. Make it 25-22. 1 second to play. Down court pass, and they won't even get a shot off. We have played one half of basketball, and it has been an interesting half of basketball. But the Galesburg Silver Streaks, after trailing, what, 11-0 in the ball game, they have come back and taken the lead. At halftime, it is Galesburg 25, Dunlap 22. We will come back with our halftime report. We'll talk about this first half, run down the scoreboard and the upcoming schedule. Also, we'll run down our halftime stats and more. Streaks lead at 25-22 at halftime. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Opportunities knocking. Do you need a job? Maybe you need a new job. Galesburg Radio can help. While you're searching, don't forget to sign up for job alerts at galesburg.info, keyword jobs. We'll tell you when new jobs are posted. Go to galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
It's chocolatey. It's white. It's a wintry delight. It's an indulgent sip of holiday happiness that warms people up but still chills them out. It's like floating across an espresso ocean on an iceberg made of whipped cream and waking up face down on a white chocolate beach. It's winter in a cup. It's the holidays served up hot. And you like it a latte, which is more than a lot. The McCafe White Chocolate Mocha from McDonald's. It's all these things brewed up all season long. Grab one today and make your holiday a little bit cheerier. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
One call does it all. And that call is to us, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Hi, I'm Neil Thomas. You already call us when your drains clog, your air conditioning quits, or your furnace goes out. But how about a bathroom remodel? With just one call to us, we take care of the entire project so you don't have to work with four or five contractors. Leave the worries of coordinating all the different trades required to complete your project to us. It's that simple. So give us a call today for a free estimate at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks lead it at halftime. 25-22 is our score over the Dunlap Eagles. A slow start for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they were down 11-0 to start this game. Dunlap came out like gangbusters, and really nothing was going right for the Streaks early on, including not being able to make a shot. Honestly, early on, they didn't get a whole lot of shots off. The ones they did were actually good looks. We had some that went way down in and popped back out, but finally the lid came off, got started with Kayla Townsville with a free throw, and that we were, 11-1, and then she finally got a three-pointer, which was our first basket, but our only baskets in the first quarter. She hit a three, another two, and then Shaley with just one basket in the game. But the Streaks come out and really turn up the defensive pressure. Dunlap, several unforced turnovers, but a lot of them also due to the Streaks' defense, and I think they've got this team in a little bit of a hurry as well.
Well, and the good thing, Tom, at this point is you're learning to win without Shaley being a factor.
Yeah.
And Lexi, for that matter. Neither player, between the two of them, they have 2 points, both of those coming from Shaley. 4 rebounds, with 3 of those coming from Lexi. And Lexi is 0 for 9 from the field, 0 for 7 from the field, and Shaley's taking one shot, and she made it. So, you know, that's something that we've kind of talked about in the early going this season, of how they've made the team run. And, you know, what's going to happen? Where are you going to get points otherwise? And right now it's been Kayla Townsville.
Streaks lead here at halftime, 25-22. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The sophomores are winning here. An exciting game. 48-44 was the final in that one, so they remain unbeaten at 7-0 as well. Illinois Fighting Illini will pick them up following this broadcast. They tipped off at 2 o'clock. They're playing Western Carolina. The Illini currently up 26-19 in that one with about 8 minutes or so to play in the first half. So we'll get a little bit of that game in once we get this one finished here this afternoon, depending, I guess, on the amount of whistles we see in the second half here. Not a whole lot in the first half, at least as far as the fouls went. The upcoming schedule, the Galesburg boys are off after their nice win up at United Township last night over the Panthers. They'll be back in action on Friday night when they hit the road again for Rock Island to take on the Alleman Pioneers up at Don Morris Gym. The girls will be on the road Thursday night. We'll have another Western Big Six Conference game up at Moline against the Maroons. And We'll have that one for you. Eric and I will be there for that one. Then we've actually got a Saturday off. A week from today, we will not play. We originally thought we were going to be playing the Geneseo Maple Leafs. They never signed their contract, didn't want to play us for whatever reason. So that game has actually been replaced, and we'll play a Monday game. Monday the 14th, we will actually be playing the Jacksonville Crimson. So we're not playing them in the shootout this time around. We're playing them in a regular season game. It'll be Monday night at John Thiel Gym, and they're going to do the same times they do for the conference game, with the sophomores tipping off at 5 and the varsity at 6:30. Galesburg boys, as we mentioned, not back in action until next Friday night when they play up at Alleman. Our halftime scoreboard again brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. We'll come back and run down our halftime stats next. Streaks lead at 25-22 at halftime. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play WGIL's Pick a Present during Galesburg's Morning News and after 5 on Galesburg's Evening News. Be caller number 5 when you hear the cue to call and pick a present from the playing card at WGIL.com. Pick the perfect present like a $100 gift certificate from Kohl's Diamond Gallery or a Brothers sewing machine from Galesburg Sewing Center or $25 gift certificates from Rhinestone Junkie Boutique. WGIL's Pick a Present on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs. Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
WGIL, proudly connected to Galesburg.
From our events calendar, through December 15th, the District 205 Music Department presents Music for the Holiday Season, a series of performances by the district's bands and choirs. For dates and times, check the calendar at WGIL.com and go support the musicians of District 205.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, sunshine today with a high near 49, becoming mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 33, and mostly cloudy for your Sunday with a high near 46. Cloudy skies Sunday night with a low near 32, and mostly sunny on Monday with a high of 45 degrees. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 45 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all wrapped up. All you have to do is listen for the cue to call for a chance to play Pick a Present. Details at WGIL.com.
Halftime, Streaks lead at 25-22. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson from Dunlap High School. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Kayla Townsend with 11 points. She's got a couple of three-pointers, a couple of twos, and one for two from the line. 8 points for Raina Gully, a couple of three-pointers for Raina. Also a two, all coming in the second quarter there. 4 points for Kylie Townsend on a basket, two for two from the line. 2 points for Shaylee Florine on a basket in the first quarter. Streaks two for three from the line. 3 three-pointers in the game. They outscored, after being outscored 14-8 in the first quarter, they outscored Dunlap 17-8 in that second quarter. The Eagles, pretty good balance. 7 points for Madison Lowe, a 3 of 2, and 2 for 2 from the line. 3 baskets for Amber Bozeman for 6 points. 5 points for Christina Britter. A couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Anis Sanye. She's got 2 baskets. She's got 5 points, doesn't she? Because she hit one free throw, I believe.
Four points. She missed both free throws.
Oh, she did miss both. Okay, so she's got 4 for 2 from the line. They had 1 three-pointer, 3 for 6 from the free throw line.
Well, Streaks have turned the ball over a bunch, 10 times, but not as many as the Eagles have. Eagles with 16 turnovers so far. Streaks being out-rebounded 24-19. You can count that, chalk that up to the height advantage that Dunlap has. 10-7, though, Streaks have out-rebounded on the offensive board. Dunlap is 9 for 26 from the field, 1-for-5 from distance. I will say they were 3-of-12 from the field in the second quarter, so you can see where the change in momentum's gone. Streaks 9-of-33 from the field, 4-of-18 from deep. Some interesting individual stat lines. Like we said, Shaylee really hasn't contributed, only a steal and a rebound to go with her 2 points. But Kayla Townsville has 4 rebounds, 2 steals, or 2 assists and 4 steals. Reyna has an assist, 3 steals, a block, and a rebound. And Kylie Townsville pretty much playing the much taller Christina Britton even. Kylie with 4 points, 8 rebounds, and an assist.
Wow.
Christina Britton has 5 points and 9 rebounds. So 5-6 wow. versus 6-1.
Yeah.
Kylie holding her own.
All right, our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm Levitt. Streaks lead 25-22 at halftime. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, football, boys basketball, girls basketball. A certified pre-owned Nissan Altima is what we're driving. Silver in color, beautiful car, nice black interior, completely loaded, backup camera and everything. And one of the great things they've got is, as a certified pre-owned, 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, and it covers so many different things as the Streaks nearly turned it over to start the second half, and they do actually. Well, I think what happened, Britter, I think, knocked it off of Kayla Townsville. Bad pass went over the top. Kayla couldn't get it, and I think Britter knocked it off the leg or foot of Kayla Townsville, so Streaks turned it over to start the second
Streaks
half.
Streaks didn't turn it over. Streaks had the ball.
I'm sorry. The other way around. They're saying, oh, okay. I thought she knocked it off of Kayla.
Well, she did, but that's why Kayla was mad, was that Christina Britter fouled her, and they opted to go not with the foul, but to get the Streaks the ball.
Well, the good news is we go to the other end. Lexi Daniels finally got the lid off on the far end. A three-pointer from the right baseline. It's good. 28-22, biggest lead for the Streaks. Brittner down on the right block, leans in, traveled, no call. Missed the shot, though. Nice defense by not only Shaylee, but Kylie Townsville again comes down and helps out. And Kylie with another rebound. Right baseline, Lexi, another three. That one's short. And the rebound, Kylie Townsville again. Turns, she puts it up short. Rebound picked, tipped up by Britter, and that's going to go out of bounds back to the Streaks. So 10 rebounds in the game,
correct.
Am I right?
Ten.
So
double-digit rebounds for Kylie Townsville.
4 points, we got to get a double-double out of her. Kayla Townsville inbound into Shaylee on the right block. She's triple team, kicks it out to Reyna on the right wing. She'll bring it out, swing it over to Lexi. Left wing, thought about the three, but Bozeman closed out. Or now Reyna three, top of the key. Good! It bounced up, bounced around on the rim and fell through. That is her third of the ball game. She's got 11, 31-22 Streaks. What a turnabout from early in this basketball game.
Well, if we combine the Townsville sisters' stat lines, they do have a double-double.
Can we do that?
Kayla with 11 points.
Now a steal by Lexi Daniels. Knocked it away from low. Now Lexi gives to Kayla Townsville. Stops left side up off the glass and good. She's got 6 now. Great hands by Lexi Daniels. And now timeout called by Heather Cassidy. And this is going to be a full timeout. 6:27 to play, third quarter. Streaks with an 11-point lead. We'll take a timeout as well. It's Galesburg 33, Dunlap 22. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
6:27 to play in the third quarter. The Streaks lead at 33-22. If you hadn't listened early on, or if you weren't here to see it, you would have never guessed this game started 11-0 in favor of the Dunlap Eagles.
Yeah, the Streaks have gone on to outscore them 33-11 since.
Illinois Fighting Illini leading 33-24 over Western Carolina at the State Farm Center, and we'll pick up the remainder of that game once we're finished here this afternoon. Streaks with some full-court pressure. Kaler back in. She's handling the basketball, and she'll bring it across against Reyna Gully. Dribbles left, gets a pick, picks up, and gives to Lowe out between the circles. Rather, that's Bozeman. See, I can't. That's the other thing. I can't see the 3 and the 5 on their jerseys. Now, Brittner leans in, and, yeah, got to be a travel.
Oh,
wow. My goodness. How did she faked, she traveled twice, and then leaned in, and there was some contact from her leaning in. Of who did they call her?
Florin.
Shaylee got her third foul. My goodness.
And Shaylee's in disbelief. She can't believe, because all she was doing was standing there.
Now, then it comes to Brittner's, who missed a shot, but from behind. Is that going to go against Reyna?
That's going to go against Kylie.
Okay. That'll be the, let's see, first foul on Kylie Townsville. But the only reason there was contact on the play, she had to travel to lean in and run into Shaylee.
So. Yeah, well, and she did the putting the ball down and just kind of dropping the shoulder.
Yeah. So Christina Britter, I said Brittner, I think, Britter.
You have makes, a couple times.
Makes a, the first free throw. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Second one is up, and it is short, and the rebound comes down to, guess who, Kylie Townsville. Down to Lexi, right wing, back to Raina, down the right side of the lane, leans in against Britter, and the shot's blocked by Britter, and it's going to go off of Bozeman last. Oh, they give it to,
wow.
Well, I don't know, neither one of the, both Kylie and Kayla Townsville there, they didn't argue it at all, so they, it must have gone as, off of them. Huh, either looked for me, it looked to me like Bozeman had hit it last. Now Lowe has it. It's tipped away by Kayla Townsville. She's able to get it back. Rather, that's Bozeman again. Bozeman on the dribble, left wing, and she carried it again. No call. Hands off to Brittner. Leans in, pushes off, and a little fadeaway is no good. The rebound to Lexi Daniels.
Well, if it helps you out, Lowe's not even in the game.
Yeah, that I just noticed. I looked around after I said that. It's like, oh, she's not even in there. Now on the right side of Shaylee, swing it over to Kayla, left wing. She fakes. Ooh. Fakes to the right, goes baseline, a travel was called. And so now Madison Lowe is back in.
So it's Sanjay.
Sanjay is in as Candace Britter and, let's see, Gabrielle Reed go to the bench. Full court pressure from the streets, 5:26 to play here in the third quarter. Galesburg leading 33-23. Kaler on the dribble in the center circle, dribbles left, gives to Bozeman. Bozeman goes left baseline, stops and pops, puts it up and in.
Their
she's
first,
got eight. No,
their first field goal of the half.
Raina sets for the streaks. Gives to Lexi on the right wing. Back to Raina out high right side. And swing it over. The ball tipped. And coming up with it is Kayla Townsville out on the left side. Puts it on the floor. Penetrates. Dumps down to Shaylee on the right baseline. Ten-footer up and good. That's about the same spot she hit her shot from in the first half. Out on the right baseline. Puts a nice jumper up and in, 35-25 streaks.
Well, if she can add that, if she's added that to her game, that's going to be a huge help for the streaks, too, against these two threes.
And it goes to Britter, turns, faces up, blocked from, I'm not sure if Kylie Townsville got the block from behind or Shaylee got a hand on it from in front. It looked like maybe it was Kylie Townsville that blocked that shot.
It's kind of what I was thinking, too.
Well, they add that to the stat line, too, then, right?
I did.
Raina gets a pick from Shaylee, kicks down to Lexi on the right baseline, back to Raina on the wing. Missed Shaylee, and they're now dribbles and left side and kicks it out to Kayla rather than taking the shot. Now Kayla Townsville out between the circles, back to Raina on the left side. Left baseline to Lexi. Bozeman close out, so she can't get the three off. Now it's Raina with it. Just over 4 minutes to play third quarter. Streaks with a 35-25 lead. Raina nearly carried it, but I don't know if the official, well, that official wasn't out there, though. They won't call the carry. Right wing, Kayla Townsville for three. Good! Her third of the ball game. She's got 14, 38-25 streaks. Biggest lead of the ball game. Kayla on the dribble. Goes left baseline. Kicks inside to Britter. And that's got to be a charge. She leans in and pushes off of Shaylee. Shaylee just backed off and she missed the shot. Shaylee with the rebound.
Well, I'm fine with it not being called a charge as long as they don't call the block.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
I don't have any problem with her being bumping in there, but...
Now give an assist to Kylie Townsville. The ball went into the high post to Kylie Townsville. She turned and dumped it down to Shaylee on the right block. She laid it up and in, and they get 40-25 streaks.
Well, I had my mind made up for the Dave's All-Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, but the Townsville sisters keep changing it.
Now a shot missed by Kayler, missed a layup, and I think Kylie got that rebound,
she
too.
Did.
How many is that?
She is 12, now 13? At 12.
12. Now it's Raina top of the key with it to Kylie Townsville. Penetrates right side, gets tripped up, up and in, and she's fouled. Well, she's trying to go for back-to-back crunch time players of the game.
Well, you know, I was thinking early in this one, Kayla, because she got the scoring going.
Right.
And she was the most aggressive player early on, but now Kylie doing everything she can to change my mind. 8 points in the game for Kylie to go with 12 rebounds, two assists, and a block.
And it could be nine after the freeze throw. Sanjay with a foul. That's her third. She's going to go to the bench. Gabrielle Reed comes back in. 2:56 to play third quarter. Streaks now lead at 42-25. So Kylie Townsville at the free throw line. And she's perfect two games in a row. I believe from the field also. I don't think she's missed a shot here today, has she?
Kylie? No, yeah. She's missed four.
Oh, she has missed. Oh, I'm sorry. I just with everything else going right, I figured she hadn't missed either. This is Bozeman with it on the dribble, right wing, leans in, pushes off, and gets a shot up and in over Kylie Townsville. I mean, literally pushed off with the ball. strong player. I mean, it's hard to stop that.
Well, you could stop it if the foul got called.
Right, right. Kaylin Boydston on the dribble, top of the key in there. Emily Meinert in there as well with Kylie Townsend, Kayla Townsend, and Lexi Daniels.
Fink and Nunn going to nuts for Illinois, 33 points combined.
Wow. Kayla Townsend dribbles left baseline, shot up, blocked, but a foul's going to be called. And is this going to be on Kaylor or is this going to go against Britter? Because I thought Kaylor got all ball, but no, it goes. Yeah, it does go against Kai Kaylor. Second foul on Kaylor, and that is a second team foul. 43-27 streaks, 2:21 to play, third quarter. As Kayla Townsend goes to the free throw line, first shot in and out, no good. Kayla with 14 points on the ball game, 2:21 to play. As Reed goes to the bench. Christina Britter back in. Second shot for Kayla Townsend. Up, bounces off, no good. And it's run down by Candace Britter.
Yep.
Now this is Bozeman on the dribble. Stripped away by Kaylin Boyson. Bozeman able to get it back, though. Now to Kaylor. Out on the left wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now to the right and hands off to Lowe. She'll penetrate the runner-up and no good. Rebound tipped up, and it's brought down by Kaylin Boyson. Kaylin down court to Kayla Townsend, right side. Nice dish to Kylie Townsend. Up off the glass and in.
Great passing between Kaylin with the long pass, Kayla with the short pass, and Kylie finishing.
Double-double for Kylie Townsend, 11 points now to go along with her. Are we still at 12 rebounds?
We are at 12 rebounds.
We're anywhere close to a triple-double. What she got for steals and blocks?
No
now
steals.
She just got a block shot right there, but Kaylor brings it back down, puts it up and in. Kai Kaylor with her first basket of the game, make it 45-29 streaks.
Need a lot more of those blocks.
Absolutely. 1:30 to play in the third quarter. Right wing, Kaylin Boyson. Wide open under the basket. Kayla Townsend missed the shot. And the rebound comes down to Christina Britter. Now this is Bozeman with it. The other thing we're looking, we've got the bar that's behind the bleachers. We're up on the balcony here. The bar is like right where we look. You have to either look over it or under it. So I've been looking under it. Inside, Britter lost a handle, got it back, and she put it up and in. And Coach Massey saying she double dribbled, said she caught it and dribbled it again. Of course, the officials arguing back with him rather than saying no, she didn't. He's arguing. So Christina Britter with
let's see.
8 points in the game.
They're going to match up now because they're sitting in the 2-3. They're just expanding it out. So the streaks have got to hit the middle here.
Now a reach is going to be called on Maddie Lowe on Kaylin Boydston, and that's not something that Coach Cassidy Heather Cassidy wanted to see.
Yeah, she's very frustrated down there.
First foul on Lowe. 13 foul on Dunlap. Second half. 41.5 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks 45-31. Ellen Junk checks in to replace Emily Meinert.
Streaks were holding the ball out by half court to try to pull him out of that 2-3, and now they are going man.
It'll be Kayla Townsend to inbound.
This is almost where you wish you would have brought.
Yeah.
Shaley would have come back in because they're back in man, and this is where she could really go to town against the Britter girls.
Now Reyna on the dribble right of the center circle, and Lowe reaches again. They don't call it this time, and she bumps her again. Now finally Reyna gets back control of the ball. Now it's Lexi with it. Lexi on the dribble getting pumped. I can't believe they're not calling the bumps out there. I mean, I guess there's a consistent. It's okay. Now Reyna drives in, pulls it back out. 20 seconds to play. I mean, I guess I'm just so used to it being called this season that they're calling touch fouls.
Yeah, and there it is.
And now and there's the touch foul. Now, see, that time I don't know that Lowe may have bumped her. It wasn't enough contact to affect the play at all that time. I mean, it literally was bumps and pushes prior to that. So Lowe gets called for her second foul. And I'm on that one, I'm not so sure. Be consistent with it. Reyna in the center circle, 9 seconds to play. She'll dribble right, gets a pick, stops on the right wing, looks for some help. Now bounces for Ellen Junk at the free throw line. Nice look underneath. Kylie Townsend's shot blocked by Britter. Ball tipped around as time runs out, and Coach Massey wanted a foul on that. I thought maybe there was some contact too. But we played three quarters of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Dunlap Eagles. It's Galesburg 45, Dunlap 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
From the events calendar at WGIL.com, First Presbyterian Church hosts a sing-along Messiah on Saturday, December 12th, offered free of charge at 7:30 p.m. Any donations will go toward replacing the aging sousaphones at GHS. For more info, click the calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to Galesburg.
The Illinois State Farm Bureau annual meeting is going on this weekend in Chicago, and Knox County Farm Bureau President Tim Main will give us a call Monday on the midday. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join us at 11:15 Monday on WGIL.
8 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks and the Eagles here at Dunlap High School. Tom Meredith there. Gibson Streaks with a 45-31 lead. They outscored Dunlap 20-9 in that third quarter. This is Kayla Townsend on the right wing. Lost the dribble, gets it back. Working against Lowe, gets bumped again. Now goes back to the baseline. In, shot partially blocked by Britter. I thought she got a piece of the arm, but the Kayla Townsend comes up with it. Yeah, and actually Kayla got the hit across the mouth or nose. She's kind of holding that.
I was going to say, it looked like she got whacked in the face, and she, sure enough, is holding her nose.
Well, now Dunlap's coming out in the man-to-man, and they pay for it. It's Raina Gully, a nice spin move. Top of the key, goes down the right side of the lane, wide open, lays it up and in.
That spin move we've seen so often from Raina. She just has a real tight dribble when she goes to that, and she's so quick that nobody can stick with her.
She's got 13 in the ball game, 47-31 Streaks. Over the top pass to Britter, lost control of it, and Kayla Townsend comes up with it. Kayla on the dribble, and she'll bring it across midcourt. I like this them going man-to-man against this team.
Yeah, I think Coach Cassidy's thought is we've got to do something to make the Streaks play us, and I think this is going to really hurt them.
And there it is, bounce inside from Raina to Shaley Turn with a left-handed baby hook over the top of Britter, and good. I mean, a little two-man game there, and nothing else, nothing Britter could do other than foul. 49-31 Streaks, 6:45 to play.
Yeah, this, once you get on Shaley's back, if you're Britter, you're in trouble. You've got a half fronter, and you've got to play aggressive half front.
Pass inside to Sanjay. Wild shot is no good. Shaley down with a rebound. And I'm not even sure how the pass got there because Bozeman just kind of let go of the ball, and Sanjay was able to come up with it. And now Raina has it right of the center circle, right wing to Shaley. Out between the circles, Kylie Townsend, now to Raina Gully. Raina looks over the defense, now to Lexi, right wing, fires a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Bozeman. Bozeman across midcourt, right of the center circle at the free throw line. Now down the left side of the lane. Left-handed shot up off the glass and in. She's got 12 in the ball game, making 49-33 Streaks, 6 minutes to play.
Well, after Lowe and Bozeman scoring all the points early, it's only been Bozeman, 6 points here in the second half. Lowe has yet to score. In fact, she's only taken one shot in the second half.
5:50 to play. Raina holding on out between the circles. Dribbles right. Gets picked from Shaley. Pick and roll. Now nice dump to Shaley on the roll. Lay it up. No. Gets her own rebound and puts it up with a left hand. Missed that one. And Britter comes down with a rebound, and she's tied up by Lexi Daniels.
We've seen some quick jump balls. That one took forever.
Well, I mean, she just kind of tucked it away, though. I mean, I understand the call just because of the fact she came down, and rather than, you know, trying to fight her way out of it, she just tucked it away.
But we've seen some where there's actual fight for the ball, and they call it right when one person puts their hands on it.
Right.
That one, she was conceding that it was going to be a jump ball, and Lexi was holding it, too.
Halftime, Illinois leads Western Carolina 39-34. We'll pick up that game when we're done with our broadcast here this afternoon. Lowe fires a long three left side. No good. Sanjay down with a rebound. Missed the shot and gets her own rebound and hands off to Bozeman, who fires a three and banks it in from out high on the right side, kind of falling backwards. She just kind of threw that one up, but it was effective and make it 49-36 Streak. So Dunlap not going away. Right wing, it's Shaley. Bounces for Kylie Townsend between the circles. Now Raina over the top to Shaley. Left block and gets bumped. No call. My goodness. And Sanya comes up with it, runs it down, and lays it up and in. So Sanya was six in the ballgame. Now it's 49-38, down to an 11-point lead for the Streaks.
Streaks yet to score here in the fourth.
And Coach Massey.
Oh, excuse me. Where are we getting?
Calls a timeout. I don't know. I guess there's a timeout. He wanted to have a little conversation with the official first and wanted to know why there was no call down there on Shaley's shot. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:46 to play. It is Galesburg 49, Dunlap 38. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
4:46 to play in the ballgame. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with an 11-point lead on the Dunlap Eagles, 49-38. Streaks with the basketball, and Coach Massey, I think, yeah, talking to his team a little bit, but wanted to have a little conversation with the officials. Shaley had gotten hammered on her last shot, got the feet in there from Raina, and then got hammered, and no call.
Well, and a couple minutes before that was Kayla getting hammered.
Now backdoor pass from Kayla Townsend, Alexi Daniels on the inbound, lays it up. And then we see him run that play a little bit. It's been several years since that one's been really effective and worked, and out of the timeout it did. Five for Lexi, her second basket of the ball game. Now Britter has it down on the left block. Nice spin move into the paint. She puts a jumper up and in. She's got 10 in the ball game, 51-40 streaks.
And just 4 of 11 from the field, but that one she looked very confident.
Yeah.
A lot of the other ones she's falling away and leaving them short.
Kayla Townsend, nice dump for Shaley, left side, lay it up and in.
It's actually Kylie.
Or I'm sorry, Kylie Townsend. Nice move inside and a nice little over-the-top pass to Shaley, make it 53-40 streaks. This is low, top of the key with it. Now takes it out between the circles, and she'll reset for the Eagles against Galesburg man-to-man. Gets a pick from Sanye, and a nice pick and roll. Pass over the top. Sanye, she'd make a great receiver in football. That time she kind of tipped it to herself and laid it up and in, and she had the one earlier of the long down court pass, the over-the-shoulder catch.
Yeah, great hands for number 35.
Shaley, right wing to Raina. Wide open under the basket, right side. Kayla Townsend up and in, then she's fouled. Kayla got there late and bumped her. So Kayla Townsend with the two and the chance of the traditional three-point play with 3:40 to play, make it 55-42 streaks. Kayla with her third foul, and that is five team fouls now on the Dunlap Eagles. So Kayla Townsend goes to the free throw line. She's got 16 in the ball game.
Five assists, five steals, and five rebounds to go with it.
My goodness.
Yeah.
First shot, or the shot is up and good, so she completes the traditional three-point play and make it 56-42. Kayla will bring it across, and she'll work against Raina Gully. Dribbles left, stops, pass inside, knocked away and stolen by Kylie Townsend. Raina has it, down to Kayla Townsend, left side, dumps to right side, dumps to Shaley, left side, missed the shot, rebound tipped around by Kylie, and Shaley comes down with a misses again. Kylie Townsend with another rebound. Now they'll bring it back out and set, and Raina has it left to the center circle, and they get a nice hand from the Streaks faithful here today. Lexi, left wing, on the dribble, gets to Shaley, top of the key, right wing to Raina. Raina brings it out to the top of the key, now gives out high left side to Kylie Townsend. Kayla Townsend, left wing now, dribbles right, picks up, looks for some help, and
I don't think she had contact, but... Kayla
Townsend.
Kayla was lucky because that could have been a technical.
Well, you know, what happened was Lowe got right up on her and was bumping her again, and so, you know, Kylie, to kind of free herself up, was kind of swinging the elbows, and there was no contact, but they called a foul. And there was contact, but, oh, travel, thank you. Better call that one, thank you. The other official who was right on the play looked over at this one like, what are you going to call? She took three steps.
She took like six steps.
I mean, that was was that Bozeman on that one?
No, that was low.
Now, here we go, blocking foul on Bozeman as they had Kayla trapped up. She tried to dribble out of it, and the streak fans with the sarcastic, yes, we finally got a call here. 2:38 to play, 56-42 streaks with a lead. Kayla Towns will inbound. Streaks will bring it for three-quarter court. There'll be pressure from Dunlap.
Well, hopefully Kayla's able to keep her composure here, because when she was thrown around the elbows on that last play, you know, that's the one that can get you in big trouble.
Yeah. So inbounds come to Kylie in the front court. She's got it left of the center circle near the corner on the dribble. and splits the defenders, gets it knocked away from behind, and Britter comes up with it. Now it's low. Low on the dribble with it. Stops on the right wing, swings it over to the left side to Kaler. Kaler penetrates down the middle of the lane. A runner is up and missed. Rebound tipped up by Shaley, but Britter comes up with it, turns, and the jumper is up and good. The five-footer on the right baseline. Again, a nice confident shot by Britter there. She puts it up and in, and they get 56-44 streaks. Now they're saying Reyna stepped on the sideline, I guess. I'm not sure because we can't see. She was right in front of the Dunlap bench, and we couldn't see where her feet were. I guess that's the call, so the streaks turned it over.
14th turnover of the game for the Silver Streaks. Only four here in the second half.
Kaler, right wing, goes to Bozeman. She'll go to the free throw line. Stops, traveled, no call. She drug her pivot foot, now kicks out to Kaler for three. Banked it in. That's her second banked in three-pointer. Second basket of the game for Kaler. 56-47, down to a nine-point lead, but less than 2 minutes to play. 1:52 now. Streaks with the lead. Kayla Townsville on the dribble. Gets past Bozeman. Down the left side of the lane. Puts the runner up and in. What a nice move by Kayla Townsville.
Great move. She took it all the way down the lane. A little floater over the top of the defender.
Now Kaler drives left side. Shots in and out. No good. Kylie Townsend with another rebound. It gets bumped, and they're going to call this one. It's going to go against, I don't know if it's Kaler or Britter. See who it goes against.
Tom, the sophomore team for Dunlap was up cheering for most of the game, and they kind of lost their enthusiasm.
Yeah, I say, they haven't,
the last
seen, haven't seen him
so.
Standing anymore. Now he's trying to figure out who to call it on. It's going to go against Kaler. So Kai Kaler with her fourth foul, 17 fouls. So the Streaks will be shooting the one and bonus. Kylie Townsend will go to the free throw line with that opportunity. With 1:32 to play, the Streaks leading 58-47. I think we're going to see a few free throws down the stretch of this one. First one, she missed it off the back iron. Rebound off the hands of Lexi, and Kaler has it for Dunlap. Kaler on the dribble, left wing, cut off by Kylie Townsend. Swings the top of the key to Low. Low steps back, fires a three. That's off the mark, and the rebound to Shaley. Shaley gets her arm grabbed and had to go to the floor after the ball. Now a reach on Low, and they're finally going to call that one. So Reyna's going to go to the free throw line. It's what's tough is it's not being consistent at all.
Right. Well, they're letting the defensive players bump, and then all of a sudden they'll call a hand check.
Yeah. That's what makes it tough on trying to adjust to the way the game's being called. So Reyna goes to the free throw line with two shots. First time she's been there this afternoon. First one is good. Or actually, it's a one and bonus, and she'll get the bonus now. 59-47, 1:14 to play in the ball game. 14 points for Reyna Gully. Second shot is up and good.
Yeah, she's had kind of a tough shooting night, but she just kept after it, which is what you want from your scorers. Just want them to keep shooting.
15 for Reyna. This is Kaler. Down low it goes to Sanya. She traveled with it, and they're not going to call a foul, are they, I hope?
It looked like he was going to.
<I know. laughs> She went up and lost her. The pass was a little off the mark. She kind of lost her footing and came down and took a couple steps and then fell. And they did call the travel. Streaks get it with 105 to play. Kayla Towns on the backcourt against full court pressure. Pretty uninspired full court pressure between Bozeman and Lowe there.
Yeah, they almost look like they're sheepdogs.
Yeah,
just kind of running out in front of them to make the Streaks go to the other side.
Now Kayla Towns on the left side to Shaley between the circles. Under a minute to play. 48 seconds. Top of the key, Kylie Towns on the left wing. Lexi dribbles right, picks up and gets to Shaley between the circles with 40 seconds. And I think part of it, that was also maybe the fatigue from their conference game last night.
Yeah.
Now Kylie Townsend near the center circle.
Maddie Lowe definitely looks tired out there.
Reyna with it, and they're not fouling. They're out there playing defense, but not fouling, which is good to kind of let this one run out. 22 seconds to play. Streaks fans getting on their feet, cheering their team on as they'll move to 8-0 on the season. 15 seconds to play. Lexi with it now with 12. Now to Reyna with 9. Reyna right at the center circle with 6. Now with 3 and a 5-second call. Seriously? I don't think she was close enough to her for 5 seconds.
Well, and it was... Clearly, everybody in the gym knew that what they were doing was run the clock out. He calls a 5-second call with
5.5
to play.
So low to inbound, and it comes to Britter off her hands. But the Streaks win it. My goodness.
I've never seen that. Wow.
Well, and she wasn't close enough anyway. But
no.
Streaks win it 60-47 is the final score. The Galesburg Silver Streaks move to 8-0 on the season as they defeat the Dunlap Eagles. Dunlap drops to 4-3. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We will name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game or players, whatever the case may be, and run down our stats and more. Streaks win it 60-47. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs. Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
The official WGIL forecast, sunshine today with a high near 49, becoming mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 33, and mostly cloudy for your Sunday with a high near 46. Cloudy skies Sunday night with a low near 32, and mostly sunny on Monday with a high of 45 degrees. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 45 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Dunlap High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks win it 60-47 is the final score, and the Streaks move to 8-0 on the season, and the Dunlap Eagles drop to 4-3. Boy, what an interesting game here this afternoon. Now it's almost hard to remember back to the slow start the Streaks had. They just not going to say they weren't motivated. They couldn't get a shot to fall and didn't have a lot going offensively, and they got behind 11-0 and then got that spark. The lid started to come off the basket, and turns into the 60-47 win, 13-point win for the Streaks here this afternoon.
You know, it kind of looked like, Tom, it was like when you're watching like a horse race and the one horse comes out of the gate real fast and it's flying down the track, and then all of a sudden they get real fatigued and lose
right. Everything.
That's kind of what this game looked like, because Dunlap came out of the gate. They had a lot of energy. They looked like this was almost, you know, and we've talked about it, that some of the girls in the Streaks play on an AAU team with some of the girls from Dunlap. So it was almost looked like one of those rivalry games. And then once that initial burst ran out, they kind of tired themselves. And then their game just took a nosedive. All the turnovers, 16 turnovers in that first half by Dunlap. And the Streaks were able just to kind of, what you said earlier, kind of crawl back into it. They started coming, and then once the Streaks got going, there was nothing Dunlap could do.
Well, let's try to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. I mean, you really have to look at early on in the game. Streaks came out, a tough start to the game, and got a spark, especially offensively, from Kayla Townsend. She got the first point, then she hit a three-pointer, another two in that first quarter, then another three in the second quarter, had 11 points in the first half. But on the other hand, her sister Kylie, who comes in and really defensively and especially rebounding-wise, playing against much taller players a good chunk of the time in there, gave a spark on that side of the ball and ends up with a double-double in the basketball game with 11 points. What did she end up with rebounds?
14.
14 rebounds. And Kayla with 19 points in the ball game. I mean, I guess if it comes down to the kind of the real crunch was it getting that spark and getting offense going and getting back into the game, or was it when we actually got there and really got it going and kind of took the lead and started to run away with this thing? So we kind of, that's where we're kind of in between right there. So what was the actual crunch time?
Well, you know, my suggestion would be that we split the award between the Townsville girls, because they both had phenomenal games. They both were big early. The difference was Kylie's contributions were on the boards. She had 8 rebounds at half. She finished, like I said, with 14, but 8 of them coming at half. She had 3 points in the first, or 4 points, excuse me, in that first half, whereas Kayla did it more on the offensive end. She had 19 points. She did have 4 rebounds at the half, but that's when the streaks were getting into it. And let's see, she also had 3 steals and an assist. So my suggestion would be that we split it.
All right, so Kayla Townsville and Kylie Townsville are co-Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Streaks win at 60-47. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, All Together Better. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. And coach, you couldn't have gotten off to a slower start offensively. One, you know, the looks you got actually were good looks, and they just weren't going down early on, and they came out, you know, ready to beat the world, but you guys you hung tough and didn't panic, I think was a big thing early.
Yeah, I was very impressed with the girls of that the first time on the road, and it you know, interesting, the sophomore game was real close, and it gets real loud and people screaming at the refs and stuff. It would have been real easy to get rattled early, and I thought they did a good job. I thought we came out, and it's like you're saying, It would be easy to say you get down 11-0, well, they didn't come ready to play. I don't think that's the case. There were some things early defensively, like on the jump ball, we weren't matched up and they scored. And those are things where you're not focused early. But offensively, we got every shot we wanted to get. The problem was they did a nice job of making sure we only had one shot early, and they made it be everything on the perimeter with things. But eventually that evens out over a game, and eventually Kayla and Raina and Lexi started to drain shots, and it becomes a different thing.
Yeah, the lid kind of came off there, and you know, I thought, again, defensively, they've got some really good guards. I mean, you look at Kaler is a tall guard, handles the ball pretty well. You look at both Bozeman and Lowe, very strong players too, very physical, and I thought you guys just did a really, really nice job on them, and I think you frustrated them and forced them into a lot of turnovers here.
Right. You know, I thought I didn't want to trap in the full court. I didn't want to lose them in the other end, but I think that made them play faster than they wanted to, and we got turnovers off a bit. But yeah, I think, you know, for us, really, probably their point guard, is it freshman or sophomore?
Sophomore, yeah. And she's 5'10", I think.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I thought that would be a matchup when we pressed man-to-man that we'd get more out of, but to her credit, she showed some nice quickness, and she beat us off the dribble with things.
Again, defensively and on the boards, I mean, early, like you said, they kept you off the offensive glass early on, but then you turn around and you got a young lady in there at 5'6", going oftentimes against the Britter girl at 6'1", or her sister at 5'11", and Kylie Townsend ends up with a double-double, and we had her for, what, how many, 13?
14.
14 rebounds to go along with 11 points, and it wasn't just her. I mean, you look at the first half where Shaylee only had 2 points, ended up with 10 for the game, but seeing, and the other girls seeing, things like, okay, we don't have to always we don't have to rely on Shaylee to win a basketball game. She's out there doing the things she can and rebounding, but other girls stepped up for you as well.
Right. I thought Shay and Lexi, nice job as far as they were. It was games, Lexi not shooting well, Shay us not able to get the ball to her as much, but it didn't affect any of their game. They kept playing, they kept moving on and what they're doing. I thought the first half, Raina offensively got us going. And then I thought throughout the game, I thought Kylie was the one who she had her best game of the year. I thought she was great on the boards. She was active offensively in what did, and she definitely was on top of things today.
Yeah, and it really what got you going offensively, they were very obviously conscious of Shaley and when they were back in that 2-3 zone. But then you started to get, and like you said, with Raina and then Kylie and Kayla both getting that penetration, and it got to the point where they had to switch the man-to-man late in the game. And, we just ate them up there. Not all three of those guards getting in and doing just really outstanding jobs, whether it was the pick and roll with Shaley and Raina or, drawing the defender and dumping off. Did a really nice job with that.
They did. We couldn't, it's funny. Of first 3 minutes, they score 11 points. The next 15 minutes, they score 11 points. And of those 11 points, that four of them were on bad transition on our part. We didn't have anyone back. And six were offensive rebounds with it. And so they really were not generating anything. And then we come out in the third quarter, the same thing, shut them down and really built the big lead. And then, to their credit, down the stretch in the fourth quarter, our defense didn't maintain the game because they scored it just about every time, but our offense did a nice job.
Moved to 8-0 on the season, and now I guess since the preseason, you've got your longest stretch of nights to get in the gym and practice.
Yeah, we'll have the same as last week. Nice of an opportunity to practice. Next week, only one game, and Moline came down here, and Moline beat these guys by 7, but they very similar. They were up on Dunlap by 15 at one point and stuff. So we know from experience that, Moline will be a good ball club. And this is a kind of a little bit of an attention getter, that there's nothing in terms of attitude that our kids need as far as attention. But sometimes I think that in sports you need to be reminded that things aren't easy.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Look forward to Thursday night.
Thank you.
That is Streaks Head Coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. Again, our Days Auto Body Crunch Time players of the game, Kylie Townsell, Kayla Townsell. We'll talk about their stats and more coming up. Streaks win it 60-47. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan's 5th Annual Fill a Frontier Food Drive is going on now. 10 cans get you an additional $500 off your best deal on any vehicle purchase. You can save $1,000 and get 0% for 72 months on brand new Sentras. Or how about saving $2,000 plus 0% for 72 months on the best-selling Altima? The biggest deals of the year with our Fill a Frontier Food Drive to benefit Fish Food Pantry and the Galesburg Rescue Mission. Huge savings going on now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
You answered all your emails by noon. Get a freshly prepared Egg McMuffin. Actually left work on time? Then get yourself a savory sausage McMuffin with egg. You saw the weirdest midnight movie. Well, get a delicious sausage burrito. With McDonald's all-day breakfast menu, you can get delectable breakfast tastes anytime. Egg McMuffin, hotcakes and sausage and more. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love whenever you want. Just listen to a radio commercial, get some golden hash browns. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks are now 8-0 on the season after a 60-47 win over the Dunlap Eagles, who dropped to 4-3 on the year. Time to take a look at our post-game final stats. Brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Let's go with the scoring first. And four players in double figures for the Streaks. Leading the way, Kayla Townsell, 19 points, 3 3-pointers, 4 2-pointers, 2 for 5 from the free throw line. Raina Gully with 15 points on the afternoon, 3 3-pointers, a couple of twos, and 2 for 2 from the line. 11 points for Kylie Townsell. 4 baskets, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 10 points for Shaley Florine on 5 baskets. Not going to say she didn't get fouled, just didn't get to the free throw line here this afternoon. And that was all the scoring for the Streaks. It came from those four players here. Or I'm sorry, 5 points for Lexi Daniels. Lexi with a 3 and a 2 in the basketball game. Streaks went 6 for 10 from the line, 6 3-pointers in the game. For Dunlap, they were led by Amber Bozeman, 15 points, 6 twos and a three. 12 points for Christina Britter, the sophomore post player, 2 for 4 from the line, 5 baskets in the game. 7 points for Maddie Lowe. All those came in the first half. She had a 3, a 2, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 8 points for Anis Sanye off the bench. 4 baskets, and she was 0 for 4 from the free throw line. They hit 3 three-pointers in the game. They were 4 for 8 from the line.
Well, to answer one of our questions from earlier, it looked like they were just taking an AAU picture down on the floor. It was Maddie Lowe, Raina, Shaylee, and the Britter girls. So,
okay.
That may answer that question.
And that's a team that's coached by Maddie Lowe's dad, is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, okay.
Team stat-wise, Streaks forced 22 turnovers, or I should say Dunlap turned the ball over 22 times.
Combination thereof.
Yeah, not necessarily all forced by the Streaks. We saw some sloppy play at times by the Eagles. 15 turnovers for the Silver Streaks. They had 10 at half, so only 5 in the second half was an improvement. Both teams with 35 rebounds, 11 offensive rebounds for the Eagles, 16 for the Silver Streaks. Streaks were 23 of 59 from the floor, including 7 of 23 from distance. The Dunlap Eagles were 20 of 50, 3 of 9 from downtown. Individual stats, I'm going to start with Dunlap. Christina Britter had a double-double, 12 points, 13 rebounds. For the Silver Streaks, Shaylee Florine had 6 rebounds, 1 steal to go with her 10 points. Emily Miner contributed a rebound. Lexi Daniels, 4 rebounds to go with her 5 points, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Kayla Townsell, I said this earlier, but she had 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 steals to go with her 19 points. Raina Goley with 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and a block to go with her 15 points. Kylie Townsell, as we've been talking about, a double-double, 11 points, 14 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. And Kaylin Boydson added a rebound.
All right. So our postgame stats brought to you again by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks win it here this afternoon, 60-47. The Illinois Fighting Illini are leading 48-39, second half, just about, 5 minutes into the second half of that game against Western Carolina. We'll pick that up coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. You know what? Let's go ahead and take our final timeout here and come back and wrap things up from Dunlap. Streaks win at 60-47. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Have you ever compared football to your auto insurance? One fumble can cost you the game. And with auto insurance, not having the right amount of coverage is a weak offensive line. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance in Galesburg. We'll make sure you have deductibles you're comfortable with, so no matter what play is made, you'll avoid the tackle. And our money-saving auto home discount is an automatic first down. Stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street and find out why Craddy and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the game-winning touchdown.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Bob O'Connor. It isn't too late to help make Christmas a little brighter for the kids whose names are on the tree at Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. A gift card, a toy or game, or new clothing really makes a big difference. Call them or check the calendar at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Pick this week's winning teams and you could win a $50 Cherry Street gift certificate with the Pro Football Pick'em on WGIL.com.
Streaks win it here this afternoon. 60-47 was the final score. The sophomores also a winner. 48-44 was the final in that game. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. The certified pre-owned Nissan Altima we're driving here this afternoon. Beautiful silver car, completely loaded. The backup camera, got nice heated leather seats, the telescoping steering wheel, and, of course, the Phila Frontier food drive going on. $500 cash back. You donate non-perishable food items for the Fish Food Pantry. And, again, we thank Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation. Again, Kylie Townsell, Kayla Townsell, our co-Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time players of the game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Well, Thursday night, take our trip up to Wharton Fieldhouse to see the Moline Maroons. And, you know, the thing that's going to be similar is Coach Massey was talking about Moline playing this team, a similar game between the two. Moline's going to be another team that's going to match us size-wise.
Yeah, and you know, the tough thing for the Streaks is we have not played well in Wharton in the last few years. So, you know, the big thing is going to be you have to come out and you've got to play your game, but you've got to also understand that that is a very big place to play.
Yeah.
So it throws your shooting off just a bit, and it's something the Streaks will have to take a little bit of time to get acclimated to. Obviously, you know, Lexi's been up there and Shaylee and Raina, so it shouldn't – all the girls have been up there. But it's just – it's a different scenario when you don't play in those big venues very often.
So the Streaks and Moline Maroons, again, coming up Thursday night. Eric and I will be there for that. Then the Galesburg High boys will be at Don Morris Gym at Alleman on Friday night. Brad and Jim will have that action for you. Streaks won it this afternoon, 60-47. The final score, Galesburg now 8-0 on the season. Thanks to our studio engineers this afternoon, Sean McCutcheon and Nick Devlin. Fighting Illini basketball coming up next time. Tom Meredith for Eric Gibson saying good afternoon from Dunlap.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.